Welcome to AM Best Audio.
As data and analytics become more integral on the agency level, so too does artificial intelligence and other cutting-edge technologies. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to David Meinen, CIO at SIAA. David, so glad you could join us today.
John, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
And David, how do you envision data and business intelligence transforming the way independent insurance agencies operate over the next, say, 3 to 5 years?
That's a great question, John. We should order the pizzas because we might be here for a little while discussing that one. But no, you know, there's so much opportunity now. Obviously, you know, we, as you mentioned just in the at the beginning, AI now, and that's all we hear is AI. AI certainly being driven by just the sheer amount of data now that's available to feed those AI engines. It's absolutely transforming the industry now. But again, that's, you know, that really is driven by data. It's driven by the quality of data. It's driven by the type of data. And so, you know, I think when we do think about how data transforms it, we sort of have to narrow that down a bit to include accurate data, meaningful data, you know, data that is not you know, just all over the place or scattered, but certainly clean and quality data. So I think it's important to make that distinction. But, you know, that'll continue to feed those AI engines, which, you know, independent insurance agencies now start to have to be leveraging those capabilities, I believe, to remain competitive in an ever increasingly competitive area. And so, you know, those agencies that are able to take clean quality data, leverage AI, leverage some of the business intelligence visualization tools out there, I think automatically start getting ahead of their competition in a lot of different ways. So it's a pretty exciting time for sure. And it'll be exciting to see how everything transposes here over the next few years.
So let's talk a little bit more about that clean quality data of which you speak. What are the most valuable types of data that agencies should be collecting and analyzing to remain competitive? And how can they best leverage that information?
Yeah, I think really, you know, when you get down to that agency level, having data that's quality data at the customer level is incredibly important. You know, knowing as much as you can know about that customer, be it, you know, the person down the road who just bought a new car or the local plumber who needs a commercial insurance policy, the more that you can know about them, the more that you can understand their needs in ways that maybe they don't even understand them. So gaps in coverage, for example, or how coverage they might have in certain areas compares to peers in the local market area. You know, those types of key pieces of information are really important and driven by that really clear quality quantitative customer data. So I would say first and foremost, that's the most important. But I think secondly, just understanding the existing market as well. And so this is where you can get into publicly available data sets for sure. And just understanding, again, what's going on in the market in general that I'm operating in is, you know, home prices going up. Home prices seem to be going up everywhere. But what's kind of the what are the consumers facing? High interest rates, those types of things. Putting that type of information in perspective, I think ultimately helps independent insurance agencies really reach their customers in unique ways.
You know, with technology evolving so rapidly, David, how can agencies balance the need for advanced analytics while maintaining a personalized, relationship-driven approach to clients?
Yeah, I think that's another great question. You know, you come into AI now, and a lot of times it might be easy to jump into an AI tool and have it craft an email that you just blast out to your customer base, and that might be okay for certain notifications, and I think valuable for certain notifications if you're trying to explain a market trend or something that just happened regionally that you want to inform your customers of. But ultimately, I think being able to use data to understand where customers are in their journey with you is incredibly important. And a scenario there would be a customer that might not be happy with that current environment. Maybe the rates have gone up and it's, you know, no fault of the independent insurance agent. Maybe, you know, we're seeing rates go up in quite a few areas. But maybe having a little bit of a better understanding of where the customers are in that journey and reaching out to them ultimately with that personal touch, a phone call, just a message to them directly. I think that's really what's going to start setting agencies apart. You know, those that rely on, again, crafted messages through NLP machines like ChatGPT versus that ultimately that personal touch has to be done. But, you know, again, the key there is really being able to use data to understand where customers are in their journey. And that's, I think, some of the pretty exciting things that is just now being done with data that exists within management systems and other technology stacks that independent insurance agencies are using.
So what role do you see predictive analytics and AI playing in helping agencies improve underwriting, cross-selling, and customer retention?
Yeah, I mean, let's tackle that last one. It's a great question just coming off the last one, customer retention. You know, there's already some predictive models out there around overall customer satisfaction where, you know, historically you can look at a customer's journey within your agency and see, you know, what are trends? What are trends of this customer compared to other customers? Or more importantly, what's the trend of a customer that's no longer with you, a customer that left? And are we seeing any other journeys match those trends? Because those now become predictive data points that can tell you, hey, this customer might not necessarily be happy right now with their situation, with their insurance. And so, you know, reach out to them and take some time to understand where they are. So I think that's an incredibly powerful use of analytics right now that's coming across the agency management system. And then certainly you mentioned cross-selling. That I think is equally as powerful because, you know, independent insurance agencies, they spend so much time and investment on getting a customer in the door. You don't want to lose those customers. You want to retain those customers. So being able to keep those retention rates and then ultimately be able to cross-sell opportunities to them, again, understanding maybe gaps in coverage. That's another great way that business intelligence and data analytics tools are able to look at a policy and understand, hey, what's missing or where certain gaps in coverage and be able to present that to, you know, to the right person at the right time where they can engage that consumer and potentially get that additional sell. So I think there's at least three or four examples right there about some exciting things that exist right now.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Okay, David, big question for you. How is SIAA helping its member agencies adopt and implement data-driven strategies? And what challenges do you see agencies facing when it comes to data integration?
Well, that is a big question too. So, you know, we've been on our own data journey here for the better part of 3 years. And, you know, that's really started with just understanding where our members are at within their own data journeys. And we have over 5,000 agencies around the United States, and they're all obviously in different parts of their journey. And so our strategy has really been to develop solutions for where agencies are in their journey. And as we've been working on that, we actually had an opportunity recently to do an asset acquisition of Donna AI, formerly known as Aureus Analytics. And so we are incredibly excited to have that technology, but more importantly, the technology team behind that within the SIA family now. And so over the course of the next few weeks, we'll be offering that to our members as a business intelligence, analytics, and AI solution that will layer over the top of their agency management system. But more importantly, what we're really committed to is not this standard formula of, you know, one size analytics for all agencies. As I mentioned earlier, you know, we see scratch agencies just needing different data sets than maybe these, you know, larger $100 million plus agencies. And so our strategy is really committed to, you know, building analytics that are meaningful to agencies in their journey. Again, for our members, that'll be something that they'll have an opportunity to enroll in. And we're excited to also just be able to offer it as part of the membership within the SIA organization as another opportunity that we're giving our members. And so we're updating some of our content within a few of our business programs. We have a foundations program that's able to be accessed by new members. We have a business insurance advantage program where members can become more educated in writing commercial business. And so we're integrating data analytics specifically through the Donna platform into those programs as well. And those things will come online later this year. So it's really been about taking the analytics now, the business intelligence and the AI capabilities we were able to obtain with this recent acquisition and really embedding that now into our organization. So it's a pretty exciting time for our members, and we're looking forward to launching this and going through that journey side by side with them.
Well, speaking of looking forward then, David, looking ahead, what emerging trends or technologies in data and business intelligence do you believe will have the biggest impact on agency success?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, obviously, everybody would point to AI, and I think we have to at this point because there's so many capabilities now through the use of artificial intelligence. And, you know, I think what you'll see in that front is, you know, certainly these AI models becoming more and more accurate. And so, again, it really does get back to the quality of data. And so I think an agency that's successful in this journey will start off with being mindful of the type of data that they have and making sure that the data has a certain element of quality, because ultimately that really does drive accuracy of models. But, you know, certainly you'll see just these overall AI models and tools that exist become more and more accurate as time progresses and they're able to ingest and build continue to build the models off of more data. So I think that's obviously a significant area. And then, you know, with the business intelligence, you're seeing now this kind of trend more towards the NLP function of AI. So, you know, I think within a lot of systems now, users struggle with just general reports. You go into a report screen and you see maybe 30 reports, and not one of those reports does exactly what you need to do. So you try to piece together two or three, and before you know, you've spent an afternoon working with a bunch of Excel sheets and you still don't have the data that you need. I think the ability that you're seeing now in some of these tools to either type or ask a message, again, the NLP functionality, and be able for the engine to give you those results, I think that's a really interesting technology that will only get stronger and start replacing reporting functionality in systems. And so for me, that's pretty exciting as well. So there's a lot of great areas that this is going to continue to go in. But John, you know, I do think it just kind of gets back into every independent insurance agency understanding the data that you have and being able to put these tools in place to leverage it. And I think that's ultimately what success comes down to.
Well, David, this was such a pleasure to speak with you today. Thank you.
John, I appreciate the time. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thanks for having me again.
That was SIAA CIO David Meinen, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.